and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Sooner or later, climate change will affect everything, experts say. Crops you see today in the Deep South may one day shift to Canada. And the melting ice caps may mean your scenic beachfront villa is soon underwater. All over the world, governments are wrestling with scenarios like these. Often they're termed a crisis in national security.
The changing climate disrupts the stability on which our world depends from a national security perspective. That's why we call climate change a threat multiplier.
That's Sherry Goodman, a senior strategist at the Center for Climate and Security and former First Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Environmental Security.
We see that all of the threat multipliers of climate change, for example, sea level rise, more extreme weather events, wildfires, droughts, flooding, permafrost collapse, and many more impact America's security and our global security.
It may seem to some folks, at least, that there isn't much of a connection here. But actually, if you think about it, there's all aspects of national security that are intimately connected with climate change. Many of the military bases that are situated around the world, U.S. military bases, they are increasingly coming under threat from climate change. This is coming from rising sea levels, cyclones, hurricanes, et cetera, right? So a lot of naval bases that are even in the United States are increasingly finding themselves subject to these natural disasters. So immediately you're seeing that there's going to be an impact.
Dr. Tevrat Garg is an associate professor of economics at the UC San Diego School of Global Policy and Strategy. He says climate stress on security piles up from a whole variety of sources. For example, when civilians are hit with a natural disaster in the U.S., it's often the military who are called to clean up, taking them away from other defense assignments. Climate change has also triggered major international conflict and change that affects us here at home.
Climate change is going to give rise to a myriad of economic and social problems, from an increasing refugee crisis to increasing civil wars and conflicts around the world, to seeing increased aggression and violence that is manifested as a result of rising temperatures. Rising temperatures are also diminishing agricultural yields in some of the poorest parts of the world. This in turn gives rise to organized and individual level violence, each of which is going to present a threat to U.S. national security.
Goodman says one of the greatest climate cause stressors to American security stems from increased migration around the world. People are moving because the places they've lived in are no longer habitable.
We have the greatest wave of global migration going on since World War II. And much of that is fueled not only by political instability, but by changing climate conditions. As I said, in some places, it's now become so dry for so long that the land no longer supports the people.
Goodman says in repeated instances, in places all over the world, migration is creating economic, sociological, political, and military stress.
Drought is driving populations across northern Africa to migrate to safer havens. But at the same time, it emboldens terrorists to take advantage of vulnerable populations who don't have enough food and water because of prolonged drought in many regions of the world. We also see that some island nations and coastal megacities in Asia and even in our own continent are going to succumb to the rising seas in coming decades.
Climate change is even creating global tensions in the middle of the ocean. We may think of the Arctic, for example, as locked in ice, but that's not true anymore. And if the sea lanes are open in the Arctic, who's going to control them?
Russia, for example, envisions its northern sea route, which hugs the vast Russian coastline, the largest coastline, as a toll road for transportation from ports in Asia like Shanghai across to ports in Europe like Rotterdam. And China claims it could save several weeks in shipping time by using such sea lanes in the future. And it's not only for the sea routes, but for what's in the sea and under the seabed. So under the seabed is thought to be very valuable minerals and fossil resources, which Arctic nations like Russia and others will, and the U.S. has some of these as well, may want to exploit in the future.
But even that isn't all. The Arctic is a productive fishing territory for those who control it. And as the ocean warms, sea life is migrating toward the North Pole. Meanwhile, people may have to migrate away from the ocean shore because beachfront cities are endangered. Huge ice shelves in Greenland and Antarctica are cracking and threatening to collapse. If they do, sea levels could rise dramatically.
We've already had, along much of the eastern seaboard in the U.S., we've already had well over a foot and a half of sea level rise in the last half century in places like Norfolk, Virginia, where we have our major military bases, naval bases, and parts of the coast. But with the collapse of the Thwaites Glacier and other more rapidly occurring cracks that could occur across parts of Antarctica, we could see a couple of feet more of sea level rise within a decade. And if that should occur, that will both swamp some major cities like Miami and New Orleans.
As a result of all this, environmental treaties are becoming more and more critical. But Garg says figuring out what to do about all this while still protecting the nation's interests is difficult.
A lot of the damages from climate change are being caused by rich, high-income nations. They have been the traditional polluters. They have been the traditional engines of the carbon economy. That's where a lot of this has been happening. But the impacts are being disproportionately borne in other parts of the world. And this is for three reasons. One, just because of where a lot of low and middle-income countries are located, the highest increases in raw temperatures are going to be around those belts. But the second is that because these are largely agrarian economies, they also are more vulnerable to climate disasters. So the economic livelihoods of individuals are much more tied to climate than they are, say, in the United States, right? In the United States, there's about less than 3% of the workforce that's directly involved in agriculture. In India, it's a much higher number. And so what you end up seeing is that distinction really matters because livelihoods are less climate sensitive in the US than they are perhaps in other parts of the world.
Many Americans can adapt to warming temperatures more easily than those in poorer nations. For example, we can turn on the AC at home or head to a free public area like a library or community center that is cooled. People in other parts of the world may not have access to these same amenities. Garg says the economic disparity puts a lot of responsibility on us to help find solutions and help pay for them.
For a lot of people, it's going to mean a damage in livelihoods. Now, that can mean making investments in heat-resistant crops. You know, a lot of countries, the CGIAR network has done a lot of work in trying to improve the diffusion of heat-resistant crops. It also means that having better safety net programs. If somebody's income is reliant on agriculture and you have a really hot year, we need to have a support net for those individuals.
What we may forget is that there's something in it for us in helping others. We don't live in a vacuum in the world. One of Garg's studies shows that payments to somebody else can mean a lot to us.
What we show is that there is this relationship between temperature and violence in Mexico, for example, but the rollout of a cash transfer program really substantially weakened that relationship. And what that tells us is that these inexpensive cash transfers, relatively inexpensive cash transfers, can play a very major role in adaptation to climate change. And what that means from the US standpoint is that this is a very cost-effective investment from a national security standpoint.
But how much reassurance is that? Some people wonder if it's already too late to do something about climate change and ensure our survival. But Garg says that's not the right perspective.
Yes, we're going to see increases in temperature. Some of that is going to be bad, but it doesn't have to be as bad as if we don't do anything about it.
This segment originally aired in February 2022 and was written and produced by Reed Pence. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus. Unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Jump back to the late 2000s and Amazon's e-reader Kindle took the book world by storm. Tens of millions were sold and then demand fizzled out as more advanced e-readers hit the market. But thanks to book lovers on social media, the tablet is once again a must-have. According to Amazon, Kindle sales have grown by double-digit percentages over the last few years, and people under 45 are the biggest buyers. While print books are still the most popular method of reading, ebook options seem to be catching up. BookTok, a TikTok subculture dedicated to book lovers, is part of this draw. BookTok users share videos of themselves decorating their Kindles with stickers, setting up cozy reading nooks, and sharing what they've recently read. Many users say they started reading twice as much since purchasing a Kindle. BookTok began in 2020 as a way for book lovers to share their passion for literature. The pandemic made it easier for people to go online for social interaction, and the research firm Circana reports that e-reader sales began to increase during the rise of BookTok. With more free time and less access to libraries and bookstores, the Kindle was a way to stay connected to a community. These past few years have been an impressive rise for the gadget, and according to Amazon, sales are expected to keep rising. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. After a slow start and many meltdowns from Hollywood insiders, the 2024 box office has finally picked up some steam. In short succession, Bad Boys Ride or Die, Inside Out 2, and A Quiet Place Day 1 hit theaters and brought crowds with them. First came Bad Boys Ride or Die, a fun action comedy that doesn't exactly reinvent the wheel, but puts Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in positions to succeed. And by making over $100 million worldwide in its opening weekend, proved that Will Smith is not the box office cancer post-Oscar slap that many pundits assumed he would be. Then came the big one. Pixar was in something of a drought as of late, with straight-to-Disney Plus pandemic releases and mixed reception on movies like Lightyear and Elemental. But Inside Out 2 has proven that Pixar still has the juice to catapult a movie to the top of the charts. the sequel to the beloved 2015 Oscar winner, ages protagonist Riley up a few years and adds new emotions, anxiety, envy, embarrassment, and ennui. The movie is fun, colorful, and emotional. Though not quite as good as the original in my estimation, the movie works, and that was made clear by the fact that it shot to over $1 billion in global returns in just 19 days, making it the highest grossing movie of the year so far, and the fastest an animated movie has ever reached the billion-dollar mark. Finally, Lupita Nyong'o added yet another success to her resume with A Quiet Place Day One, raking in almost $100 million worldwide in its opening weekend. Beyond just a box office win, though, Day One is a rich character study hiding in a monster invasion movie. Director Michael Sarnowski, along with Nyong'o and her castmates Joseph Quinn and Alex Wolff, inject what could have been a schlocky third installment in a horror franchise with tons of pathos and human payoff. As the box office continues to recover from the streaming revolution, the COVID pandemic, and last year's Hollywood strikes, hits like Inside Out, Bad Boys, and A Quiet Place prove that there is still audience appetite to head to the theaters. With the back half of this year set to release new Deadpool and Wolverine, Beetlejuice, Joker, and Gladiator movies, there may be hope for the 2024 box office after all. I'm Evan Rook.
Gonna feel a puff of air.
Zhong's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by the levee, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh. Sipping on apple pie, moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a holly on a two-lane Palomino cross plane. Drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride pushing through the hard luck, looking for my giver. Needle peg at 9 to 5, but that's alright, 'cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to ride a few
Bonfires at night.
98 Q Country.
That little tattoo playing peeky-boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Now,
talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. With every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next. All I know, I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together. Dramatic like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. Powder your nose, paint your toes, line your lips and keep them closed. Cross your lips, dodge your eyes and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup, well, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Call the rage you're
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98 Q Country.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you've been. Know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie.
drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? What he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. What he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me?
Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Sometimes it's it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
It's been a hell of a week, been counting every minute. I know what's waiting for me, and I can't wait to get it. Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We could stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but you're looking lights out, turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed, make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight shadows put on a show. Talking sunset,
this is Micah from Kurtz Island Sports Shop. This is the Kurtz Island Fishing Report. Into the summer we go. Warmer temps, but still too much rain. Has water temps in low 70s, and many species staying up into summer patterns. Largemouth bass are doing very good, staying up in heavy cabbage of 8 to 12 feet, using whacking worms, Ned rigs, and jig sweep beavers. Topwater action on whopper floppers, jitterbugs, and savage spiders hot. Fly rodders using large poppers also scoring. Smallmouth bass are doing good. Drop shotting and Ned rigging coontail edges of 14 to 18 feet. Some rock gravel hunts starting to produce. Twitching number 8 or number 10 X wraps and husky jerks and minnow patterns also working on smallies, targeting schools of surface feeding bait fish. It's also working on largemouth. Walleye are also doing good. Best outside weed edges of 14 to 20 feet where sandgrass can be found. Large to XL leeches, full crawlers under slip floats or worked on 1/8 ounce jigs. Reports of anglers finding walleye on rock humps of 22 to 30 feet using red tails or crawlers on 1/8 to 1/4 ounce jigs. Drop shotting live bait, also a good way to present bait. We're having lots of traffic on the water through last Saturday on the holiday week, still dealing with passing rainstorms, lakes settling down and water temps slowly rising to 70 to 72 degrees on average. With forecasts climbing into the 80s for the weekend, expect both bass species as well as musky action to pick up. This has been Micah with your Kurtz Island Fishing Report. Good luck, guys.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for your Sunday. West winds at highs of the middle 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Lows will drop to the upper 50s. Our winds will be light. On Monday, a chance of showers and storms. Partly sunny skies and lower 80s. It's 63 at our studios.
Country.
Hey y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars,
Fisher.
98 Q Country.
So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Maybe I'll settle down, get married or stay single and stay free. Which road I'll travel. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me, 'cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Wild. Wild. Saw that highway and wide in her deep brown eyes. She saw a long stretch of dirt road dreaming. Song she sings out loud, burning it down, blazing up a trail of smoke. Wherever we are, wherever we go, yeah, that's where she calls home. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Calls my Flex your ruggedness in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Take on those big bad trails with big bad 18-inch beadlock style wheels with all-terrain tires.
Obstacles, what obstacles? Rock Creek trim, exclusive extra ground clearance, easily maneuvers over uneven terrain.
From rocky trails and muddy paths to sandy dunes and snowy roads, there's plenty of places to show off this SUV.
Find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
It don't get better than that.
98 Q Country.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like me. The dust right off them tonight.
Yeah,
got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't I'm gonna kick him off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Yeah.